to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's such a joy to be here, and good morning to everyone who's live streaming or whenever you may be on replay. We welcome all of you, for we are all spirit family. So, respect for the unknown. Does that sound like a little strange? Got it? I mean, usually I think of fear for the unknown, right? But respect for the unknown? I'll tell you what happened. I was rereading a series of books late last year, early this year. I considered donating them, and I thought, well, you know, they were interesting, and they sort of nudged me a little bit on the spiritual seeking. So let me go back and reread them. I haven't read them for 20 years. And they're fiction. They're fun. They're creative. And in one of the books, the author talks about respect for the unknown. And it just stopped me. You know, you're reading a line. It just stopped me. It's a respect for the unknown. I don't know what that means. And it became my theme, my personal theme for this year. Respect for the unknown. I can't say that I really know what it means, but, you know, as you move with it, live with it, you start to get a feel for it. And some things just defy words, right? On our human journey on planet Earth, we are continually living in a field of unknowns. How many red lights am I going to get on my way over here? Where did I put my keys? You know, all the way over to, when am I ever going to meet my life love? Or when am I going to die and how am I going to die? You know, we have this huge span. You know, am I being let go from my job today? There's all sorts of unknowns. And what do we generally feel about those unknowns?
Fear.
Fear for the unknown, right? But how do we respect that? That's a different ballgame. But it's one that we can choose. And it's like, you know, make friends with your enemies, befriend your enemies sort of thing. It's like, oh, there is some expansiveness and power to respecting that unknown and learning how to do that. Because is life prescribed? No. We sort of like to feel that we know what's happening, you know, that, you know, oh, this is customary or this feels stable because I've been here before and I can trust it, right? But that gets to be a rut and it gets to be boring. And life, you know, it's so cliche. Life is about taxes and death and change, right? Change. And yet we so resist that. You know, we can see the claw marks on the walls, right, with regard to change. And, you know, some of these are bigger than just, you know, how many red lights am I going to get on my way over here? From the standpoint that as humans on this planet, we have kicked the can down the road for a long time with regard to social inequities, with regard to the environment, with regard to climate, et cetera, pollution, and so forth. And all of those things can be ignored, perhaps, for a little bit. But when we ignore them overall and continually, because we don't want to deal with them, or maybe we're afraid of them, or maybe we're not in agreement on what to do, so we do nothing, or we need more research, and research can go on forever because life is changing, right, that we are at a point every one of us on this planet where we may be approaching those tipping points, those breaking points. And then there's a lot of unknown, even more so than we have now. So farmers, I grew up in Illinois. I tell people I grew up in an oasis in the cornfields. Now think of Pennsylvania and turn it vertical. That's about the size of Illinois, 27 million acres of farmland. It looks flat, like a table. If you were to do a painting of Illinois, it would be a rectangle. There would be one line. Below it would be green, or perhaps ochre for the fall, and above it would be blue for the sky. That's it. Now you've painted Illinois. I jest, but there's some truth to that. But the thing is, farmers from the beginning of time deal with unknown. You know, the reason the solstice is so powerful and indigenous peoples, you know, from the beginning of time, we've celebrated that point in December where the light starts to come back, because that's what fuels life. And so it's like, oh, we've made it through that unknown into, you know, the next cycle that is rebirth and new life, right? So the farmers don't know from year to year, or even within this year. I've invested money, I've bought seed and everything else. I have massive loans and all my equipment, but I don't know what the weather's gonna be. Am I gonna get flooded out when the seeds are just starting? Is there gonna be drought and everything just dries out in the field and I have nothing to take to harvest and profit from? And that's annual, and that's a big unknown. They stake their livelihood and their families on that, and they live in that presence. So even this week, the articles that came back, that rainwater now is toxic because there's forever chemicals in the rainwater. We have unknowns everywhere. And thank you, Felicia, for that beautiful song, Breathing Underwater, because that is a form of faith and resilience. All of these stress us. And so it's a part of our nature. It's a part of the nature of the world when it's out of balance. And how do we be in self-care when there is so much unknown, more than what we've been used to? So I want to ask you, what really is the unknown? Now, I went, you know, I did a Google search, who doesn't, on respect for the unknown. One usable quote. One other quote was very poetic and flowery and convoluted. And I thought, wow, this is interesting. All of Google, only one quote. I looked at the unknown. Ah, okay, here's some fertile ground here. So it's not a common topic in some ways. Perhaps the indigenous people would think of Coyote Trickster, and they really revered Coyote Trickster because they knew that that generated newness and prompted us to grow out of our rut. Or maybe we go to astrologers or tarot card reading, or, you know, because we want some inkling about, oh, what am I facing? Let me get a little hint of what might be coming to assuage that fear, right? It's fear. And what happens when we fear something? We start to want to control it, right? Rein it in, fix it, get rid of it. You know, spray Roundup on our fear. Don't spray Roundup on organic. But it's that tendency to be controlling and to stay in the rut, because that's what's familiar. But that blocks change. And if there's one thing we know from the religious and spiritual realms, change is one of the dynamics, if not the dynamic. It's about creativity. And we can't be creative when we're locked and holding on. That doesn't mean we throw the baby out with the bathwater. It just means that we start to discern, as we often do in prayer, what is mine to release and what is mine, you know, that goes forward. And we can be creative in that way into the unknown. And the unknown, when we get faced with it, you know, it's that thing that goes and pops our bubble, right? So that we start to reach beyond where we've been into the unknown. But that's where cross-fertilization starts to happen. And as we know from the plant kingdom, all the nature kingdom, fertilization is where growth comes from and the blending of more than one source. The other reactions we have to fear of the unknown or to not respecting the unknown is we may go into deflection or addiction as our way of, if we're not controlling it, then let me get away from it, right? And we go to this place when we're in fear, especially of something unknown, of resorting to human, 3D, third dimension, ways of approaching it. Simon Sinek has a very, very, very powerful TED Talk, one of the most listened to TED Talks ever. And it's about why rather than how. That he encourages us to focus on the why, because that's purpose, that's inspiration, that is what carries us. If we go right away to how, it's a limiting belief because we limit what we're doing to what is known and available at that time. When we go to the why, you know, there's inventions all the time. And why lets us go into, you know, out of our bubble and into places that we don't know in this moment, but that are there that can be instrumental to that navigating the unknown. So that one quote I found about respect for the unknown, this falls into self-care, came from an article on the 10 factors that contribute to emotional wellness. Respect for the unknown, letting go of the need to control and know everything we think we need to know about a situation. Respecting the unknown means that we acknowledge that in many of life's circumstances, we can't possibly know how things will unfold. That's part of the mystery. I'm ad-libbing here. Sometimes it's helpful to say to ourselves, I don't get to know this right now. And how often has something happened that we don't understand? It's unknown to us. But in retrospect, we go, oh, now I get it. Oh, if that had never happened, then something else could not have happened, right? And if we'd known in that moment, it may have altered our trajectory and how we personally lived into it and wove life into it. So Simon Sinek says, the challenge of the unknown futures is so much more exciting than the stories of the accomplished past. And that's instead of fearing it, going, oh, an adventure. Now, some of these adventures are heavier than others, are more fearful than others. You know, 5 red lights instead of 2 isn't that impactful. But having an allergic reaction to something is of a different, right? So I'm not saying all unknowns are the same, but we can learn how we navigate and respond to those unknowns. So let's get out of the how. And that already is unknown territory for us because each unknown has a different how, right? Now, the same thing happened to me years and years and years ago. I was reading Caroline Mace's book, interesting title, Defy Gravity. And I don't, how many of you know Caroline Mace? She's a revered mystic. She's been partnering very recently on a series with Matthew Fox. And in this book, Defy Gravity, there was like this little section of pages that just like I've never read something so potent in that point in my life. And one of the things she said is, we are living past, we are no longer in the age of reason. That became my theme, and it's still one of my themes. Beyond the age of reason. It's like, how do I be out of duality? Beyond the age of reason. Where do I go? How do I go? You know, we are so ingrained in this culture to give a rational response, to analyze, right? That's part of the how. But to be out of the age of reason, ooh. But let's think about movies and books that really grab us. What are they about? They're about some character who's faced with an unknown. And how do they navigate it? And that inspires us. It's like Joseph Campbell's The Hero Journey. And the indigenous comparative to that is those rite of passage ceremonies, you know, in which somebody goes on, you know, a survival journey on their own into the unknown of the forest without their people around them. One of my personal ones was my fiance had 18 hours he had to take in summer to finish his degree. And two courses happened to be at the same time. Didn't know how to co-locate, right? We still are trying to figure that one out, all of us. So I agreed to audit this one credit hour Fortran class. That was a filler class just to meet the number of requirements, right? My background was in studio art, visual art, and sociology. But I agreed to do this because I love this person. And it was helpful to do this. It was what orchestrated getting this degree finished. And as I took this Fortran class, it's like, I have an aptitude for this. Who would have guessed? An artist and a sociologist, but I have an aptitude for Fortran. What ended up several years later is a career change. You know, that was the inception point. Because I said, yeah, I'll, you know, it's only for 2 or 3 months. I'll go be in that unknown. Now, I won't take your test for you, but I had to know enough of it to tutor him so he could take the test, right? But it changed my whole trajectory in my professional career. That simple unknown. So the self-care aspect, I ask you, when you're facing one of this, is first of all, let's ask ourselves, why am I resisting this invitation for growth and opportunity? How can I reframe this so that I am responding from a place of adventure and opportunity? You know, and we're in that fearful place, but that's a starting point. That starting point opens the door for just a little, you know, it's that starting crack that lets something come in, right? So, unknown on steroids can be chaos. And does anybody else sort of sense that? Well, let me ask you this. Have any of you noticed an umbilical cord attached to the earth? Anyone? No, I haven't either. Which means on this planet, we're it. Right? We're it. We're in this together and we're it. It's a closed loop system in terms of the planet. In terms of the whole cosmos, we know something else. But we're it. And the thing about chaos is there's three phases. And if you're curious to read more, I did a series on this 2 years ago in the summer. And a great place to read into this is a book called The Seven Spiritual Laws of Chaos. But there's three basic phases. One is there's balance. You know, we start with everything in the synergistic balance. That would be Genesis after God created everything. That would be the point where everything was in synergistic balance. But then some things start to get out of balance. And as one thing starts to get out of balance, then something else, you know, it's like tentacles, something else starts to get out of balance, right? Until we have so much imbalance that it hits a tipping point. Does that sound familiar to where we are today? Not just our individual lives, but as a society and as a world with the environment and the climate and so forth. So what happens when it gets to that point where it's so imbalanced, it hits a breaking point? That's when everything goes into chaos. That's the Kali Ma story, the deconstruction story. And, you know, it's like the caterpillar going into the chrysalis and it dissolves literally, right? It's that necessary point of everything having to go into such an unknown and experiment and try this and do this and see if this works until some new synergistic whole system balance can be reestablished, but in a new way, not the old way, in a new way. And that's what chaos is about. Scares us like crazy, thinking about climate collapse or whatever else. But we're facing that. And as spiritual community, we can be empowered to work on this and face this together and learn skills of resilience. That's what the invitation is. That's what the unknown is here. Is that invitation of how do I step forward moment by moment when I'm faced with all this unknown? And that is part of major self-care for us to engage in now. So part of that includes learning resilient skills. How can I live resiliently? Some of it may be sustainability. Certainly it involves massive inclusivity, practicing inclusivity beyond racial inclusivity, all level inclusivity in the world. For me this summer, it's been looking at vegetables self-aborting on the vine, or some critter getting into it and nibbling it and just wanting to go, oh, what do I do about this? But that's the how, right? That's the human level response to it. How can I fix this? But then I step back and I said, wait a minute, nature has a great wisdom and nature has a different agenda than I do. I just want as many vegetables off the vine as I can. Well, that's a very small-minded, right? Let me be grateful and let me know and live in balance with nature that there's a greater wisdom here and that nature is feeding me. Okay, let me be okay with the fact that nature has a way of feeding itself and not be in defense or waging war with the natural world. And so it's been my teacher on this regard this summer, you know, to be in a different relationship. So I want to say perhaps the greatest unknown that we have is God. We want to think that we know what God is. A lot of religions are so entangled in defining what God is. But humans aren't God. God is God. Right? And so part of being in relationship, partnering with that great unknown, the greatest of all unknowns, is saying, yeah, just as that quote on emotional wellness, I don't get to know this right now. And that's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's part of the mystery of life. That is part of the excitement. That's part of the opportunity. That's part of how I get to grow. And so it's a different way of relating with God. Honoring respecting that mystery, respecting that unknown, because it is laden with gifts and growth and opportunity for us if we can work with it and be resilient and know that we are supported, and that support comes in so many ways. I was on a resilience call earlier this week, and a person was saying, I had had shoulder surgery, and I could barely move at that level, and I was in a business meeting, and my shoes came untied. And that's nothing, something I couldn't do. And suddenly, somebody else, all suited up in the business meeting, dropped down to the floor, noticed this, dropped down to the floor, and simply tied the man's shoes. That's support. That's whole living. It can be that simple, and it can be that powerful, because that stands out as something, as a shining moment in his life that he shares with others, of how we can be with each other and for each other. And that's how we live as spiritual community. Pema Chodron, the great Buddhist philosopher, said, letting there be room for not knowing is the most important thing of all. And Corrie Ten Boom said, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. So I invite you into prayer. Together we know that God is the greatest unknown and the greatest wisdom and power. I remember, speaking on behalf of all of us, I remember I am always partnered with this greatest wisdom and power there is, the source of all creation, infinitely and eternally so. Everywhere present, everywhere active, I am never alone, and I am always one with God. Creativity moves from the unknown. I trust that God always knows a greater good in my life, in the life of everyone, in the life of this planet. Every moment I co-create my life from the unknown. I co-create my life from the unknown. I choose to respect the unknown with faith and trust, fully allowing and being willing. With respect, I choose to rely more on divine guidance. This is how I resiliently live into the unknown conditions in my life and in the world, from a higher and more loving mindset than that which created them. This is how I gracefully navigate my way through times of unknowns, of chaos and change and opportunity and a greater future for all. Thank you, God. And so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.